Today, United Nations nuclear inspectors are back in Iraq. They're no longer looking for weapons of mass destruction. They are looking for equipment and hazardous material that may have disappeared from a nuclear facility. The Tuwaitha nuclear site was looted after the collapse of Saddam Hussein's government. NPR's Deborah Amos is following developments in Baghdad and joins us now. Deborah, does anybody have a really clear idea here of what's missing and how dangerous it might be?
That's why the nuclear inspectors have come to town. They have been inspecting this facility for more than a decade, and they know what is inside that building and will be able to compare it with lists that they have. Last night, they were sharing notes with U.S. military officials who've been down to Tuwaitha. These seven inspectors have a two-week mission here. It's very limited. In fact, what they really are doing here is to check that inventory, to lock the building up again, to padlock it, seal it, and if anything is missing, they will know.
You say if anything is missing. Is it believed that nuclear material may actually have been stolen by some members of the Iraqi public in recent weeks?
Well, in the chaos after the war, with no U.S. soldiers protecting that site, the villagers, and it is right next door. There's a berm that separates the village from the warehouse. There is one warehouse on a very large facility where these nuclear materials were stored. They went up right over the berm. They really had never been inside that place, but they knew that something important was going on there and maybe something valuable was there. They broke in to the warehouse and they took barrels. It's not altogether clear how many, somewhere between 100 and 300. They dumped out the materials inside and they took the barrels to the village. Now, these were very high quality barrels for this village. These are very, very poor people. And they used them to store water, to store apples. One was at the local school, and kids were taking drinking water out of this barrel. When the U.S. military realized how dangerous this was, they came to the village. They did a buyback program, $3 per barrel. They got up most of them, but not all of them. Other U.S. officials came to the village, and any place that they found any nuclear material left, not very much, they concreted it over. What they don't know is if some of the people have buried those barrels because they were now a little scared about being accused of being looters.
Is anything missing that might be valuable to someone who is trying to build a bomb?
That seems to not be the case. This is both what the U.S. military is saying and the atomic inspectors, the nuclear inspectors who have arrived. What seems to be missing is something called uranium oxide or yellow cake, and it's used in making nuclear fuel. That is what the villagers spilled out. Some people may have ingested it. It may have gotten in the water supply. U.S. officials and health officials have been in the village and have been checking, and they say initial reports say there's no health hazard there. The nuclear inspectors from the United Nations will not be allowed to go to the village. Their mission is simply to look at that facility and see what's missing, lock it back up again.
So the UN inspectors are back in Iraq, but they are certainly not in charge in Iraq. U.S. and British occupation forces are, Deborah. Are they getting along?
Well, as you know, Steve, the United States didn't want the weapons inspectors back, but this was an extraordinary event, and there was some pressure to bring them here. This was one of the aims of the war, to rid the country of weapons of mass destruction. And while this place has been closed for 10 years, more than 10 years, there were dangerous materials inside. There's 500 tons of natural uranium, 1.8 tons of low-enriched uranium, and then there's smaller amounts of highly radioactive cesium, cobalt, strontium. It could have been a disaster if someone who knew what they were doing crawled over that berm and took that material.
NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. Deborah, thanks very much as always for your work.
Thank you, Steve.